quality air, and it lets you save.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green look on.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tatia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tatia.
Welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community, whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or around the world on a podcast. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. Now, today I'm bringing on Dr. Amber, who's a naturopathic doctor at the Advanced Regenerative Medicine Center in Redondo Beach. Wow, that's a mouthful. She's specializing in women's health and hormones, and that's exactly what we're talking about today on the show. All kinds of tips and takeaways. I think many of us don't realize how much hormones control our bodies. So many tips, many ideas, many suggestions, all coming up right here on Exploring Mind and Body. Sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tatia.
All right, welcome to another edition of nationally syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Today, as you've heard in the introduction, we have Dr. Amber on with us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Amber.
Thanks so much. It's great to connect with you, Drew.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Super excited to have you on the show. I am excited to get into it. Why don't we tell with our audience who you are, what you do, and then I got a whole list of questions for you coming up.
Okay, sounds great. So I'm a naturopathic doctor, which is essentially a holistic medicine practitioner in Redondo Beach. So I practice in Hollywood one day a week at a regenerative medicine clinic and then a regenerative medicine clinic in Redondo Beach here Monday through Thursday. So I work a lot with women and hormones. It's kind of my specialty, a lot of looking at blood work and, assessing a root cause of what's going on and addressing that for both men and women, but essentially, any sort of symptoms that they might be experiencing, they come to me and we, look at blood work and look at symptoms and do some detective work as to what's going on, what's get to the bottom of it. Yeah, it's a really exciting field. I love what I do. I'm passionate about learning about it and teaching other people about, how to kind of be a detective for their own health.
That's a cool way to look at it. What were you doing before you got into this?
I went straight from undergrad right into med school. So I'm a, fast tracker, I guess is the way to put it. Jumped right out of high school into college, was pre-med. I did some tutoring. So the tutoring, tutoring in a college setting really taught me a lot about, nutrition and cognition, because I saw the disconnect, kind of the lifestyle habits and patterns. I was tutoring a lot of students and seeing the sugar consumption and the quick carbs and seeing that learning was also really difficult. And then, sleep deprivation compounded on that. And it really just a lot of pieces kind of came together for me in terms of being able to, how one system of the body, digestion, for example, impacts the brain and the neurotransmitters and mood and our ability to learn. And I saw that, for myself and a lot of the people I was tutoring and at a couple of universities. And then I was like, this is something I really want to pursue and learn long term. And, I was excelling at biology and chemistry, wanted to go the MD route and found naturopathic medicine, in that journey, and was like, this is so in alignment with what I believe, what I want to help teach other people, how I want to live for the rest of my life. So it was, yeah, you know, in the journey, the journey will find you sometimes, right? Instead of you finding the journey. So.
And then, so how did you decide, like, you get this, you get a chance to specialize? How does that work? Did you had a general type of idea, or are you taking some general classes? And then you're like, oh my, I need to learn more about this. I need to specialize in holistic practitioner or as a naturopathic.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, in undergrad, it's just, you pursue just a general biology or pre-med degree. But then once I graduated from that, then I applied to a med school, and there's a specific program in, you know, holistic medicine and naturopathic medicine that's a 4-year medical school, and it's accredited and licensed. You know, we take 2 rounds of boards. It's very intense. We have a whole year of cadaver dissection. It's literally like med school, but it's for someone who wants to use less pharmaceuticals and more, you know, botanical medicine and nutrition and looking at labs and really treating like a doctor at that level, but not using, you know, a lot of strong medications and surgery and things of that nature. So the whole program itself is catered towards a student or, you know, a doctor who wants to practice in a specific way. And then we're trained as a primary care doctor through this program. But really what you can do is you can take it anywhere you want. I mean, you can focus in women's health. You can focus in men's health. You can focus in orthopedics and more of the joint injections and work with athletes. You can work with children. You can do all sorts of things with it. So
you decided to go the hormone type of route? That's something that you specialize in more directly?
Yes. Yeah, so I do a lot of work with hormones, bioidenticals, and then some of the regenerative or anti-aging procedures, injections like IVs, and then some of the PRP. We can talk more about that too. PRP joint injections, and they use it for the face and for hair regrowth and all sorts of things now.
Okay, so why did you decide to go specifically into hormones?
Oh, well, so being a woman, I personally have experienced, you know, hormonal fluctuations. I'm almost 30. I'm turning 29 this month. So I haven't, you know, experienced menopause like a lot of the women that I work with, but, being a woman, I understand, you know, some of the hormonal fluctuations that happen. And it's common, you know, in any woman's life, she's going to have a period of time where she has symptoms, she has insomnia, you know, anything. And that can be, as a young woman, you know, around birth, before, after, and then in menopause. But there is so many obstacles in our current environment and world to having healthy hormone levels that allow us to live symptom-free.
When someone comes to see you, someone books an appointment with you and they come and see you, what's the first thing that you do with them?
Yeah, usually it's the first appointment is an intake appointment. So it's just information gathering. What are the symptoms? What's the past medical history? Kind of just run me through the timeline. When did it all start? You know, I look at with patients, when were the top 3 stressful periods in their life? Cause usually something manifested around one of those times. And then we make a decision on, you know, if they're bringing in blood labs, we'll look over those. They've already had them run recently, or we will order some labs. And, you know, a lot of people don't really know the options for what to order. So it's great to come to a practitioner who says, yeah, we need to look at your thyroid, or we need to do a stool test to look at your gut. You know, it could be something that's coming up, positive on there. So, and then once we run the labs, we follow up, look at the follow-up appointment is looking over the lab results and then coming up with a plan that addresses that and gets them, you know, feeling better and sleeping better and all the things there.
True Form Life.
I couldn't be more excited to share with you our brand new magnesium supplement called TriMag. Now, we've put together three different forms of magnesium. We also have potassium in there as well. This is a top quality magnesium supplement in liquid form. It's 95% absorbable, which is much different than 5% coming from a powder or pill. So look for a magnesium supplement with clean ingredients like a TriMag. If you want more details, head over to trueformlife.com/TriMag magnesium supplement. This will help you improve your sleep. It helps muscle recovery and soreness. It helps mood, digestion, and it will give you a natural boost of energy as well without the crash. So check out more details at trueformlife.com/TriMag magnesium supplement. True Form Life. Okay, so let's talk about women's hormones, for example, because that's something like a lot of our audience would be women, and you like to specialize in hormones. So let's say that someone came to you and they had some hormone issues after you decided that your tests came back and this is what needs to be done. What kind of information or how can you help them take them to the next level and actually get better?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there's a lot of things. If it's a woman coming to me around menopause, you know, we'll typically assess her estrogen progesterone ratio and her testosterone. And sometimes we'll give a bioidentical hormone. So increasing the levels of hormones to a physiological level, because when you go through menopause, your body's natural production of those can decrease. And depending on how healthy a woman is going into menopause, her stress levels are a big predictor of how serious her symptoms will be. So we'll sometimes add in hormones like that, but a lot of it is just supporting the body to create, like, the adrenals, for example, take a lot of the brunt of the work when you go through menopause in terms of producing energy, and because the ovaries are no longer working. And so we're really supporting the adrenal glands with DHEA. A lot of women who come to me will test their DHEA level. DHEA is a precursor to testosterone. And a lot of women will be low in free testosterone, low in DHEA, fatigued. We're working to support the adrenals with B vitamins like B5 and B6. So depending on exactly what system is suffering, we'll give some of those like cofactors to support that system in order to make, you know, the healthy hormones. So other things that we can use, you know, targeted nutrition, targeted supplementation. You know, DHEA is not something you can like get from food. You can't eat DHEA. So
can you explain for our listeners what that is?
Yeah. So it's something that your adrenal glands make, and it helps. It's a precursor to testosterone. So it's like one of the building block molecules to make other hormones. So if you don't have enough of that, your adrenals are like, they're going to be struggling to make enough cortisol. And then our testosterone levels are lower. So it really helps with, you know, testosterone's drive and motivation and energy. And women do need enough testosterone, you know, at any point in their life as well. Just not too much, right? So yeah, we can give them DHEA. It's a really inexpensive thing to buy, as a supplement, but we can also give them, you know, things to add in their diet, like dark leafy greens and, you know, high in potassium, and we'll have some of the B vitamins and, magnesium, things that help the liver to process estrogen and hormones. So we're really incorporating a lot of pieces, nutrition, supplementation, IV therapy as well. I don't know if you're familiar. You ever had an IV, Drew?
I have not. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So IV therapy, essentially we can infuse nutrients into the body at 100% absorption. So anytime you take anything by mouth as a supplement, you never get 100% of it. And that is because of something called first pass metabolism in the liver. And so the liver, you know, will have to process and kind of sort through, in the digestive process. We have our stomach acid and which may, you know, influence the amount of absorption, whether we have enough or not. A lot of people have low stomach acid, and so they're not absorbing everything appropriately. But then the liver will steal some of anything that you take by mouth. So when we inject it, something intravenously, IV therapy, we, you know, have direct access to the vein, and we can put really hydrating, you know, a lot of times when you hear about IVs, it's from, I don't know, one of the festivals, Wanderlust, or what's the big festival that just happened recently?
Coachella.
And then there's, what's the one in Nevada?
Oh,
Burning Man just happened. And, you know, they have, that's kind of where you hear about the IVs, is like post festival or, you know, post hangover. But we use them really to support the body, the nutrition in the body. And we know that for a lot of people who have compromised absorption and compromised digestion, people with, you know, IBS, IBD, Crohn's, or even like leaky gut, we know that you're not even fully absorbing the nutrients of what you're taking. So it can be so supportive.
Is there a way to tell that you have some type of hormone, how would you say, deficiency, hormone issues? Is there a way to tell that you have that without being tested? Or can you be like, I feel like my hormones are out of whack? How do you know before you need to go and see someone?
Yeah. So you would have symptoms, you know, like, for example, some symptoms you might have if your thyroid is out of whack, because you have, you know, cold hands and feet all the time. You're gaining weight or you're losing weight without trying. You know, you may have like see your neck get bigger. You may notice some change, a lot of normal body rhythms, body temperature. That's like, there's specific things for thyroid, adrenal function. People usually feel pretty fast. I wake up and I feel like I'm in like a drunken stupor, even though I slept 10 hours or 9 hours and should be well rested. You know, they're tired in the morning and wired at night. That's a pretty good indication that your cortisol and melatonin rhythm is off, and we can reset that.
Is there anything that our listeners could do maybe in conjunction to seeing someone like yourself, or something they would do before? Like maybe they don't need an IV, for example. Maybe they just need a minor reset before seeing a professional. Is there anything that they can do?
Yeah. So somebody just comes to me and they have a whole slew of symptoms and they don't really know where to start. I like to start with the gut, with a gut repairing protocol. I found that, you know, once we fix whether they have some amount of intestinal permeability, which is kind of the leaky gut situation where absorption is compromised and there's some immune reactions going on in the mucosal layer in the gut that, you know, may be compounding the problem. It could be food allergies, food sensitivities. A lot of people come to me with that. And then I know there's some stuff going on in the gut. You know, that's a gut issue. So, you know, we do a protocol. It's like a repair and clear protocol for the gut. Start there. And then we know that we can improve any immune reactions, decrease the likelihood of that, or, you know, essentially addressing any food sensitivities by repairing that gut lining with glutamine and, you know, MSM and a whole bunch of really nourishing botanicals, nutrients.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people deal with digestion on some level, like constipation, indigestion, heartburn, whatever it is. It seems, and we feel that most of that comes from food or lifestyle. Why do you think that seems to be such a major issue today?
Digestion. Yeah. You know, yeah, I think everything starts in the gut. So many people have, you know, low stomach acid and might not know. And then they're not fully breaking down proteins. They may have indigestion. I think yeah, the gut stuff is super common. Where holistic medicine differs is that when we look at the gut, you know, I'm thinking about all the ways that when your gut health is suffering, that your hormones are too. Like it all starts in the gut, right?
Yeah, there's so much to it. There's so much to our gut and intestines and how it controls our body and our mood and emotions. And I mean, it's challenging. If you have gut issues, it feels like your whole body is out of whack.
I know. Yep. And that is that is definitely when people come to see me, there is almost always a gut component. Almost always. Even if their main complaint is hormone imbalance. They're like, you know, I have insomnia and I have all of these other seemingly hormone related symptoms. It stems from some type of compromised gut issue.
I just want to mention Complete Truth Protein here once again before I let you go. This is a protein supplement we designed ourselves, made with quinoa and hemp seeds, also maca and stevia. We have two different types of products. They both have tons of health benefits. You can bake the original bag, you can bake with. It's perfect for gluten-free flour if you're celiac or gluten intolerant. We have tons of recipes on trueformlife.com. which include raw protein balls. People absolutely love these ones. We have pancakes, cookies, muffins, all healthy, all clean ingredients. Dorothy puts these together for us on a weekly basis. So if you head over to trueformlife.com, head over to the recipe section. We have all kinds of recipes on how you can use Complete Truth Protein. It's also a vegan and raw product. So if you have any intolerances or if you have any issues with digestion, this will definitely help you out. Once again, that's trueformlife.com/Complete Truth Protein. Yeah, and it seems like that's related to, like, I kind of feel like that's related to energy levels as well. So many people are complaining or concerned about their energy levels. And I feel like if our gut and intestines wasn't taking so much time and effort into trying to digest food or recognize, utilize, absorb, then if we didn't have so much energy through digestion, then we'd have more energy in other areas of our lives.
So true. And that's one of the pieces behind fasting. I don't know if you've ever done intermittent fasting or experimented with fasting at all. Have you?
I have. I've done a couple different fasts and I didn't enjoy them at all.
I know. It's such a discipline to do that because exactly what you said, it allows the body to rest and use that energy for other things than digestion. So, but yeah, it's a challenge. What's the longest fast that you've done?
I did a 3-day. So I did a 3-day fast with just water and coconut oil, MCT oil. I was trying to drink a gallon of water. Yeah. Is it a gallon? Maybe a gallon of water throughout the day. Right. And then I did, maybe this isn't like a conventional type of fast, but from the 3 days, then I went and did a 7 days of keto as well. Just to try it, just to experiment it, see what everyone was, see what the big craze was about. And, found out all kinds of different things about myself and about the foods and how our body reacts and without food and with different foods as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Awesome. I love it. Yeah. A little self-experimentation is definitely mandatory and in the health journey.
Dr. Amber, we do have to get going here.
Okay.
Things are wrapping up quickly. I want to give you a chance to talk about your business, your website. There's going to be some people that have more questions for you, I'd imagine. Can you share anything you'd like to share as we wrap things up here?
Yeah. So I have a practice down in the village in Redondo Beach. It's called the Advanced Regenerative Medicine Center. And we do a lot of hormone replacement therapy. We address thyroid conditions, do a lot of women's health there. I mean, I work with men and women. But I see a lot more women will come in to see me. And the best way to reach me is you can go to my website, which is dramberND.com, dramberND.com, or South Bay Advanced Regenerative Medicine Center. If you just Google that, you will find me on that website as well to book an appointment. But I am available there for consultations. And then also in Hollywood, I have a space that I see patients out of. So for patients that are in North LA or South Bay, both are easier. I find a lot of people from the South Bay are driving to the North Hollywood or North LA, and it's easier to find a practitioner that's local, so you don't have to, you know, sit in LA traffic for any longer than possible.
Because who wants to sit in LA traffic?
I know, right? So we have a lot of therapies that we offer at both clinics. The one in Redondo Beach, we do some aesthetics, some PRP, which is the platelet-rich plasma. So we can do, you know, treatment for alopecia. We can do the platelet-rich plasma microneedling, which helps essentially like helps to create new collagen in the skin. So we do that at that location. We have stem cell therapy, a lot of regenerative medicine techniques, in addition to the functional medicine where we're looking at labs and really working through symptoms and being a diagnostician of figuring out what's going on. So, you can book an appointment with me at either the Hollywood Metro MD location or the Redondo location. And I also do, after someone has seen me in office, we can do phone consults or telemedicine virtual visits if they are, you know, driving a ways. So that's always an option too.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Amber, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us today on Exploring Mind and Body. We appreciate your time and expertise on the subject.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Drew.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for sticking around till the end. So grateful to have you part of our True Form Life community and tuning into the show. Now, I do want to mention that there are many different things that we can do to prevent, to treat, to work towards living a healthy lifestyle. We're hoping that this show offered you some ideas and some ways to help improve your health. Sometimes we need to see a doctor like Dr. Amber. Sometimes we need the help of a professional, and sometimes we can work towards these small tips and suggestions on our own without the help of a care of a professional. But it's always a good idea to go in and get checked up and to do some of the scientific things that she's talking about, some things that we aren't able to do at home. We always feel that looking toward food and nutrition is the answer and the key to our health in many different ways. But we also feel that we should. That's why we're bringing these guests to you in these interviews and sharing with you that there are different ways to help improve your health. We have had naturopathic doctors on in the past, and I feel like each and every one of them come on and bring a different angle and offer different health benefits. And again, that's why we want to show you that there are different ways to improve our health and make a change. And I think our main message is that we can take control of our health. We can make decisions and choices and work towards living that healthy lifestyle, living in vitality, which we're all looking for. So hopefully this show helped you, point you in the right direction if you're looking for a professional or if you wanted some more details about women's health and hormones. More details are going up on exploringmindandbody.com. If you ever miss a show, you can always check out past shows there. We also have trueformlife.com. This is our main website where we put up fitness plans, at-home workout routines. We have recipes, grocery shopping lists. We do a lot based around reducing stress and detoxing your body in a sustainable manner. So if you want details and recipes and ideas, we can definitely help you out. Check out our TriMag magnesium supplement that we are super excited about. The results coming in from putting together a real great quality magnesium supplement are coming in every day. We are so excited that this supplement is helping improve the health of our followers and our customers and clients. And then we have Complete Truth Protein as well. So check out trueformlife.com/Complete Truth Protein. This is a raw vegan plant-based protein supplement that you can bake with, that you can throw it in smoothies. It's great to give you a natural boost of energy, and actually it also helps improve digestion as well. So check us out with more details at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.